Okay, Rabbi Yisrael Bez Hashem, we're learning Mishrun Simin Yud Dalet Sif Aleph, Dine Tzitzis Sha'asan En Yehudi, V'Nashim, V'Talus Sh'ula. The halachas of tzitzis that were made by a non-Jew, women, and a talus that was Sh'ula was borrowed. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Tzitzis Sha'asan En Yehudi is possible. If a non-Jew makes tzitzis, it's possible. This person might say, okay, what's a chiddush like? Tzitzis made by a non-Jew, you know, tzitzis are mitzvah, a non-Jew is not part of the mitzvah. So he explains, the reason is because of a pasuk. The pasuk says, this is once again the shin number 43, because the pasuk says, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, speak to b'nei Yisrael, lafuki ein Yehudi, coming to exclude a non-Jew. So we have an explicit pasuk, which tells us that the mitzvah has to be done, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, and not the ein Yehudi, who's not part of b'nei Yisrael. Va'ishak sheir la'asoysen. Now, the chiddush is that an Isha is permitted, la'asoysen, to do the mitzvah, to make the tzitzis. Hagav, yesh me'achmirin, la'atzrich anoshim, she'asa wa'yisan, v'toyif, la'asos ken l'chadchila. The Ramah adds, there are those that are machmir, that only the men should make the tzitzis, and l'chadchila, ideally, it's appropriate that the tzitzis should be made by men. Says the Mishra Sif Katan Aleph, we said that tzitzis that are made by a non-Jew are kosher, perish, shetilun bebeged. What does it mean to make the tzitzis? He put them actually as strings into the hole of the garment, of the beged. Shetilun bebeged. It's possible, I feel it be Yisrael, oymin al-gabba, yimil al-amdeyu, lasis l'shma. It's possible, even if the yid, the Jew, is standing over him and tells the non-Jew that you have to do this, l'shem, mitzvah, tzitzis, it's still possible. Because in regards to the case we had earlier of a non-Jew spinning the wool to make strings, or shazaron, or to twist the two strings together to make one string out of it. In that case, the Rosh says if a non-Jew spins it or twists it together, and the Yid is standing over and tells him to do l'shma, we had learned that it's kosher. However, over here it's different. That v'davka im tochvay bekonaf ayosah hachuya ayakash rishon. Now, what does it mean to make tzitzis, to mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa? It means you're putting it through the strings through the hole, and then you make the wrapping or that first kasher. That's what tzitzis is. With the rice, you need to have the wrapping, you need to have the kasher, rishon, the first kasher. That's what it is. Aval im ha-chuyo va-kasher rishon also Yisrael. But if the first chuyo means the first wrapping, even before a kasher, you make a wrapping and then a knot afterwards to keep that wrapping in place. If that's done by a yid, that's done by the Jew. And then afterwards, ve'ena yudi gomer shar ha-chuyis va-ksharim, de'ena rak le-mitzvah al-mitz kasher. And the rest of everything else, all the wrappings and all the knots are done by the non-Jew, it's totally kosher. Why is it kosher? Didn't we just say if a non-Jew makes a tzitzis, it's possible? Imagine you go buy tzitzis and you see there's only one wrapping and one knot or two knots over there. And he says, okay, that's the tzitzis. You can pay me for it now. You're like, that's not my tzitzis. I want 7, 8, 11, 13. I want all the wrappings. No, that's the mitzvah ba'alma. Of course, you want, when you pay for it, you want it to be mitzvah ba'alma also. But mi'ikir ha-din, what does it mean to make tzitzis? It means to make tzitzis that he made that first wrapping and a kesher. So if that's done by the yid, the rest can be done by the non-Jew. Sivkotin beis, lehatzrich anoshim. So the Ramah says, v'yesh machmir lehatzrich anoshim she'asu v'yson, that it's, there are those that are say that only men can make the tzitzis. Vafilu oymeid al gabon loy mahani. And even if the man is standing and telling the lady to do lishma, it still doesn't help according to this opinion. Mishum deha dechsiv b'nei Yisrael v'asu mashma gam lemaid b'nei Yisrael. So when it says b'nei Yisrael, when it says the children, it means b'nei Yisrael specifically coming to exclude the Noshim, Benois Yisrael, according to this opinion. Shiasu Oisoi, Dafka Tliya Bahabeged. Once again, we're discussing here when you make the tzitzis, means putting the strings through the hole.
But aval hatviu v'ashiziru mutal adei noshim. But the actual spinning and the shiziru and the twisting of the strings together, that can be done by noshim. Then the Ramah concluded and says, "V'toyv la'asoyz, it's best that the men should make the tzitzis." V'chein royin v'nochin shloy la'asoyz l'chatchila. Ha'tolas tzitzis be'beged shel godol adei katan pachtam yigim l'shanam. Similarly, says the Mishnah Brura, that it's appropriate that the placement of the tzitzis of the strings into the beged should be done by an adult, a bar mitzvah, not someone who is under 13. Avlim hu ben yud gimel shan v'yemechot. What if the person is 13 years in the day? Av shaloi hevishtei Cyrus, even if he didn't bring 2 years of maturity. Afilu lechadchila ein lahachmer. So even lechadchila, you don't have to be machmer. So he says further, v'an arts zachayim now, v'an arts zachayim meikel afilu lechadchila adei katan. The arts zachayim says, no, a katan can even make the tzitzis. A katan can even make the tzitzis. That's only if that a katan can make the tzitzis, if the gadol is standing over him and teaches him to make it lishma. Ava balavachi, afilu im kvar hitilum hakatan ba'beged tzarich latirim lachzal litnam. However, if you don't have the gadol teaching the katan how to make the tzitzis lishma, then you would have to untie them and restring them lishma. Then when the Ramah said that lichatchila the male is the one who should be making the tzitzis. Yesh mechim lahatzvich anoshim, says the Ramash, yasuwa yisum etoiv lahatzvich ken lechadchila, says the Mishra Sif Kotin Hei, afa bidi yeved, muta afilu b'loi oimei lagaba, nemenes loimar shetilo l'shem tzitzis. That she is believed, the ish is believed, to say that she did it, the stringing of the tzitzis, l'shma. So that was Sif Aleph. Let's just review Sif Aleph. We had over here a discussion of an Eni Yehudi, an Isha, as well as a Katan, who can make the tzitzis. So he said, an Eni Yehudi cannot make the tzitzis, a non-Jew cannot make the tzitzis. What's the reason? Because it says B'nei Yisrael and not a non-Jew. Then we said, what about an Isha? She's not B'nei Yisrael, so there are those that learn, no, an Isha cannot make it. Because it says B'nei as opposed to B'nei Yisrael. Then However, the Mechaber does say Lafuki ein Yehudi vaYisha Ksheira. We did say Isha is Ksheira. Mechaber does say Isha is Ksheira to make the tzitzis. But the Rama was saying that no, there are those that are machmer that women should not make it. We said once again, what does it mean to make the tzitzis? It means that first wrapping and with a kesher, with a knot afterwards. Then we said this discussion whether a katan could make the tzitzis. And it depends if it's Oymir al Gabi, if the adult is standing over him and teaching him how to do it. We now continue with Sif Beis. Mechaber says, Hitil Yisrael tzitzis bebeged b'lei kavana. Now, the Yid puts a tzitzis in the beged, but he doesn't have kavana. Im ein tzitzis achirim mitzuyim lahachshir, if there are no other tzitzis around to be machshir, yesh lismoich al harambam shemachshir, we can rely on the Rambam as it says it's kosher, but don't make a bracha. Don't make a bracha on it. So what's the case? Once again, the case is where the tzitzis were put through the hole of the beged, but they were not put in with explicit kavana that it was made the shame mitzvah tzitzis. So what's the psak halacha? The Shulchan Aruch says that we can rely on the Rambam. We have to understand what the Rambam is talking about. Yesh lahak lismoich ala Rambam, that the Rambam says is kosher, but you shouldn't make a bracha. Let's see the Mishra Siv Katan Vav. It was made b'loi kavana. It's alayim. Sh'asa ha'kesher ha'elyoin. Shumid d'raiso. The first knot was made, which is d'raiso. B'loi kavana. Without any kavana. Aval im kosher kesher ha'elyoin v'chuyo achaz b'kavana. But if the first kesher was made, and the first wrapping as well was made, with kavana, aval p'sh'asa sh'ar k'shama ha'chuyoyis, even though the rest of the knots and the rest of the wrappings were made shulay l'shma, not for the sake of the mitzvah tzitzis, gam v'di'ika tzitzis achir mi'ishal hachshir. Even when you have other tzitzis, you can still use these tzitzis. Why? Because what we say, we said the making of the tzitzis means that first wrapping with the first kesher. That's what it is. And the rest of it is the mitzvah ba'alma, so it's not an issue.
Does this apply like if it gets cut off?
Just to repeat the question was that if we're saying that midoraisa, that you only need really is the first kesher and the chulya. So if everything got ripped off, would that suffice to be kosher? So at the end of the previous simin, Actually, Simin Yud Beis, Siv Gimel, there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Ri. And in regards to this, that we say you have to have Kedea Niva, you have to have the ability to make a bow, which we said is really the length of two gudlin. Okay, if you take your two thumb knuckles and put them together, that's what you can manage to make a bow out of that. Okay, so Rashi learns you have to be able to do that from the anaf. Anaf means the actual strings itself. That's Rashi. Rashi says from the actual anaf, the strings. The Ri says that it can be done from the actual gedil. Gedil is the wrappings with the ksharim. So the Ri will say that if you could do a kedea neva from the actual ksharim and the wrappings, that's sufficient. But you need kedea neva still. It's not going to be enough. It's an interesting question you're asking. If the deraisa is still there, so then why should you even need kedea neva? Why should you need? It's a good point. But lamaisa, you see, you still do need kedea neva. We have to get back to the reason. Why is that? Why would you still need kedea neva? Okay, so let's see here further in Sivkot in Zayin. So we can rely on the Rambam. What is the Rambam's opinion? The Rambam says, "Afilim osa hatliyo." Even if you placed the strings, the tzitzis, into the hole, v'gam kolak sharim v'achulius shuloi b'kavon, and you made the knots and the wrappings without any kavon. This really, the Rambam holds like this: "Af agav de boy tviyul lishma." Even though you have to do, Rambam will say you need to spin the wool lishma. That's what tviya is. V'komakam hatliyo loy boy lishma. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says you don't have to place the tzitzis in the hole lishma l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. That's the Rambam. The Yolif law. Where does the Rambam learn this from? He learns midichsiv. It says bnei Yisrael afuki oyved gelulim. It comes to he learns from with this that it says bnei Yisrael coming to exclude a non-Jew, an idol worshiper. Shmaminod Yisrael b'li kavana kosher. So bnei Yisrael not coming to tell me he needs lishma. Bnei Yisrael is coming to tell me in Oyvei Kochavim cannot do the Tliya. But if it's done without the Shema, it's not a problem. The placement of the tzitzis, it sounds like a bechidish, right? The Rambam is saying that you can put the tzitzis in, even with that kavana, it's still kosher. He learns from the pasuk. The Ein Loim, I don't say, Yatir me abeged v'yachsav itnei b'kavana l'shem mitzvahs. Maybe you should untie it and put it back in l'shem mitzvahs. Yesh Loim, the Meir Yishu Samach l'shabbos. We're talking about this right before Shabbos. V'ein Shus Latirom. Ulakashim, you don't have enough time to untie them and then retie them. You don't have enough time. Inamish and Nifsak Echod, Miroshov, or maybe one of the ends of it was ripped. V'yatir me also laughs a little on the beged. And if you untie it, v'yatir me also is me also to put it back, laughs a little on the beged, to put it back into the beged, as is discussed in Simon Yud Beis. Sif Kotin Ches, therefore, what could you do? You could wear it, but don't make a bracha. So let's say the first case that the Mishra just gave, you could wear it on Shabbos, but you can't make a bracha. Afilu imuloy also rak atchiva bekonav shloi lishma. Even if just the tchiva, meaning just the placement of the tzitzis were put into the hole shloi lishma, it was not made l'shei mitzvah tzitzis. Koshkin him also akesh elyon shloi lishma. Even more so, if the akesh elyon was made shloi lishma, the first knot was made shloshma. The Rashi va'Rosh va'Toyisus sfiru luhu, because according to Rashi, the Rosh and Toyisus they hold the beinu midaraisa gam keinat liyishma. So these three Rishonim, Rashi, Rosh and Toyisus, hold that the placement of the tzitzis also have to be lishma. That's what they learn. Al kein tzorich lizor l'chatchil l'koydim atliya. Therefore, I'm sorry, I skipped a word. Ukra demiyed ovik lulim, the pasuk that's coming to exclude an idol worshiper, tzorich afilu Yisrael oimel agaboy mulamdeyu lishma. It's coming to tell me that it's coming to exclude the krom demiyed oivi gelulim tzorich. It's necessary afilu Yisrael oimel agaboy. Even if he is standing on top of the over the goy and teaches him to lishma, it's still not going to be good. Alkein tzorich lizor lechadchila koydim atliya bebeged, before the tzitzis are put into the beged. Sheyotzi b'svasa beferish. You have to be clear and explicit to say with your mouth that what? That you are doing this, you are putting the strings, the tzitzis, into the hole of the beged, L'shem mitzvah tzitzis, k'mo shekasavnu l'el, as we learned earlier in Simin Aleph, Leon Tviyo, Ushazira, in regards to the Tviyo, spinning and the twisting. Let's now continue with Sif Gimel. Mechaber says, Hashoyel Mechaver. We said another part of this Simin is a person who, the halachas are borrowing a talis, that we learned until now, that similar to Dalar Minim, it says, L'kachtam Lachem by Dalar Minim, you have to own the first day of Sukkot, the Dalaminim, so too it has to be yours, Lahem. Asu Lahem, Tzitzis, Akanfegudayim. You have to make the Tzitzis be yours. So, Hashem Mechaveh Talis, She'en Mitzu Yetzis, person who borrows a Talis, person who borrows a Talis that is not, does not have strings, is Potter Milahatil Bat Tzitzis, Kol Shloshim Yoyim. He can wear that beged, he's saying here. We're not talking about having in your house, in your drawer. That's not the issue. But you don't have to put tzitzis on it for 30 days. Why? Tichsiv kesuscha, lo shel achirim. It has to be your ksus. Tzitzis had to be placed on your ksus, on your beged. But not on someone else's. Aval achos shloshim yoyim chayiv in the rabbanim b'mnei shenirish kesheloi. But after 30 days, it looks like it's yours. So in the rabbanim, it's like it's now chayiv in tzitzis. Hagad Rama says, "Mechziru itol shloishim v'chazal lokchay ein mitzaref rag bin in shloishim yoyim mitzufim." So it's interesting, Rama. So let's say you borrow for 13 days, 15 days, and then you return it, and then you borrow it a few days later for another 15 days. So you say, "Okay, 15, you have 30 days here." And it says, "No, you need to have 30 consecutive days." Concludes the Rama, "She'ela kishehi mitzuyetzes." If you borrowed it when it has it, the tzitzis on the four-corner garment, then you make the brach on it right away. It says the Mishra Sif Katin Tes, Potter, v'hamatu bat tzitzis mevarech lo hifsid. But one who puts on, even though it's Potter, even though it's within 30 days, one who does put on tzitzis and he makes a bracha, he doesn't lose out. Just like women can make a bracha on a time-bound mitzvah, on the time-bound mitzvah, even though they're not obligated. So too over here. He's not obligated because it's within 30 days. But he can still do the mitzvah. And he can also go out to a public area on Shabbos with these tzitzis because it's noy to the beged, as we learned earlier in Simeon Gimel, in the previous Simeon, that it makes the tzitzis, the garment look nice when you have the strings on it. Midrabanan. So midrabanan, once you have it after 30 days, now your chayiv and tzitzis because it looks like it's yours. By this 30 days is like we have by, let's say, Kiddush Levana. Every 30 days, we make a new Kiddush Levana because it's a renewal. But after by 30 days already, it's like it's yours. It's considered to be like it's yours. Yivarech alei, make a bracha. V'soich dina kishoyel. V'soich, when he's renting, it's like a shoyel, like a borrower. Mechiyach came in Tosis Menachas, as is brought down from Tosis Menachas, Taf Mem Dalet. Or the iter, the one that Rishayim, the iter, Matzosi, Shikaza, Huskirus, Misafkalon, is not so clear on by Skirus when you like rent it, whether or not you should be making a bracha on it. Siv Katin Yud Aleph, but after 30 days, the Mechaber said that if you actually borrow a She'elo Chishimutsu Yetzis, if you borrow a four corner garment, when it has tzitzis on it, you can make a bracha. However, the Mishmur says, "V'yesh machmin v'soyin shloy levarach elaim kei nosun lebefesh mematon amnas lahachzer." Others say no, that by a borrowed garment with four corner garment with tzitzis, you should not make a bracha unless he gave it to you that it's yours, meaning that it's yours matan amnas lahachzer, and after you finish using, give it back. Ach, however, roiv achroinim askim lepsak of Shulchan Aruch. Most of the achroinim agree to the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And that what? That you can make a bracha. V'hatamhu, and the reason is, d'ho adaita d'ho chishilu lo yishivarech lo alehel. Because you borrowed it with this intention. You borrowed it for the mitzvah. To do what? To make a bracha on it. To do the mitzvah. Keivon shi'ev sholoi levarech eleim kein tiyev sholoi. And since you can't make a bracha unless it's yours, as we had discussed. So the giving of it to you, we can understand, was with that intention, that it should be yours. It's as if he gave it to you as a gift for you to keep until you finish using it and give it back. And therefore, you can make a bracha. Ideally, it's appropriate, it's best to ask from the one who is lending it to you. Sheitin lei b'matal mas lahachzer v'loy lei kuva. That he should give it to you as a gift. It's a gift to use, to keep. It's yours. And then when you finish, you give it back. But loy lei kuva, it's not going to prevent you from making the bracha. V'davki im shol mimenu atalas, talas amiyuch l'mitzvah. This whole discussion is only if he lent you a talus which is designated for the mitzvah. Avlim hu beged ha'oymed l'visha. Which is not what we have today. Well, let's say you have a four-cornered garment which is made for wearing. Not the talus that we wear when we daven. V'rak kevin she'pasuach rubay oisim by tzitzis. And only because it's pasuach rubay, since the majority is opened. V'rak kevin she'pasuach rubay. Then, since the majority of the side is opened, okay, oisim by tzitzis, you have to put tzitzis. V'aynasa b'shvil mitzvah tzitzis. It wasn't made for the mitzvah tzitzis. Chain, im shol talus, so to another case, if you borrow a talus, la lois la toiro. Very important now. You borrow a talus, you get an aliyah. Or lavr lfnei ateva, or iloduchen. Or to go daven for the amud. Or if you're a kayin, you borrow it for duchening. She'eni elu mishum ha'kovet. All of those reasons why you're wearing it, for what purpose? A kovet etzibur. Ein bevarach nolav, you don't make a bracha on it. Du'ulai hoya ritzoynu lahashilo rak lemalbushoy lechud v'loy lahaknois loy. Because in that case, the person gives you the talus. Why is he giving it to you? He's giving it to you so you could go get your aliyah, so you could go down for the amud, so you could go duchen. Right? It's a very common thing. You have a bachar. We just had yontif yesterday, duchening, right? So some, right? On Pesach. So you have the bachar who needs a talus. So you give him the talus. You're not thinking that it's like his. He's just doing it so that he could do the mitzvah of a covered tzibur and give the bracha. Fine. However, there are those who disagree with this. And what? In all scenarios, when you go get an aliyah, when you go duchen, you borrow someone's talis, when you go daven for the omid, you should make a bracha. Therefore, you have back and forth. What should you do? Says the Mishnah, Al-Kain, Kasa b'derech ha-chaim, the yoyitza toiv, she'chad m'chol elu sh'loy l'knois. Kedesh sh'lo yitztarech l'varech, l'kuli alma. Levad me'atal sh'shol b'eis ha-tfilu lo tzispoi. So, says the derech ha-chaim, you should not have a mind to be kaina. It's not yours. It's not your talus. Sh'loy l'knois. Kedesh sh'lo yitztarech l'varech, l'kuli alma. Then, if it's not yours, everyone agrees. If it's not your talus, you don't make a bracha. You're just doing it for kavod tzibur. But it's not even yours. Except for the time, levad mi'atal sheshol be'is ha'tfilo, but if you borrow someone's talus, a daven with the talus, shachris, so you're doing that for the mitzvah. V'chol zeh betalis sheshol ish prati. This whole discussion we have until now is regards to borrowing the talus of your friend. Your friend's talus. Aval betalis sheshol kahol. Ke'ein shelonu ha'metsuyiz be'beis ha'knos, be'bati knosiyos, tzorich levar ha'chalav l'kul yama. But the shul's talus, then you have to make a bracha. Why? Because everyone has a stake in the shul's talus. It belongs to everyone. Even if you're only wearing it to go down for the amud, or to go get an aliyah. Mishum the talus shall call a daita dohachik nu mitkiluk shekol mishaloyish oisoy shiyeshaloy kemay be'asrik. So he says, because why was a talus bought? It's bought for you. You're part of the tzibur. So therefore, it's yours. If it's yours, when you put a talus on, you make a bracha. Now, we know that's not the minhag. That's not the general minhag, by the way. We know that. Okay? The general minhag is when you get an aliyah, let's say it's afternoon, or a person who's not married, is not wearing a talus, and he takes the talus from the tzibur, he does not make a bracha on it. That's the general. You take the talus to go daven by the omid, you're also not... also making a bracha on it. That's a general custom. Let's just finish over here. Sif Katan, finish Sif Gimel. Miyad, what did he say? He said that if you have a talisman, so yet says, Kilchasa, Snimavarcha la Miyad. You make a bracha right away. Ayin Sim Tafresh Nun Chesif Hei. Take a look in Hilchas Lulav. The Prima Gadon over there, turn the page. Mizen Nilman, in Yonenu, from there we can learn to our case over here. You have to give it back to the owner who gave it to you at the right time. So you have to make sure to give it back to the owner before he needs to do the mitzvah himself. And let's say he didn't give him back the talis at the right time. So now he's going to his talis zekel, he's going to his talis back. He can't find his talis because we never gave it back. So he says, you hear what happens? Retroactively, this that he gave it to you to be yours is not considered to be yours because you didn't give it back at the right time. That's what happens now. It's not called kesuscha. Va'av she'ein loy talis katan, mikomokim mistabe da'adayde da'achi loy nosan loy. So he says, most probably you can agree, says the Mishteruah, that why did the owner give it to you? He gave it to you with intention that you'll give it back to him, so he'll be able to do his mitzvah. But he comes to shul just like by his dalam minim. He lends it to you, matoma nas la'achzer, but he comes there, he doesn't see his esrog. Gam is bar sham da acher she yotze boy sorach lachzer litnoy le bailov matono kede shielo shel bailim shavinas sheloy. Furthermore, it says over there that when you give it back, gam is bar sham da acher she yotze boy, after you fulfill your mitzvah with it, sorach lachzer, you have to give it back litnoy le bailov, give it to the original owner, be matona as a gift kede shiel shel bail, now it should be his shavinas sheloy, because that's how it becomes his. So pashit, it's obvious the hachi nami bin yanei suto by our case. Nearly poshed in this calculator talazoy achas mitzioseh sheitzel shoyel. Let's say you borrowed his talus and it got ruined. Av shahoy al the oynis, even though it was against, it was by accident. Ulay herzir loy kimoy shalokho, eno yoytze be mitzvah, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah. Similar to the case, if you have someone's esrog and it gets ruined as well, you also did not give it back the way it's supposed to be. You ruined the esrog, he can't do the mitzvah. So you will not be yoytze the mitzvah. The mitzvah is removed from the person retroactively. So too, so you have to make sure you borrow something, the talus to the mitzvah, you have to make sure you give it back to him intact.
Does he give it back to him
as a gift? He gives it back to him as a gift, meaning it's yours to keep.
I'm giving you this as a gift, it's your talus.
Yes, but he's you gave it to me as a gift. Now, so you get it's mine. It's kesuscha. It's now mine. Mm-hmm. So I'm giving it back to you. It's yours. It has to be yours.
It's a conditional gift.
It's a conditional gift. It has to be yours in order for you to do the mitzvah. So that's why it's given back as a gift.
Surprisingly.